I love being a nurse, and my passion is taking care of women with cancer facing the end of their life. I believe it is the most important work I've ever done. And my story for you tonight is about a woman named Robin, who I met in 2006 when she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer at the age of 52. Robin was a patient here at Johns Hopkins, and I was one of the nurses taking care of her, and she and I became really good friends. And it's not unusual at all for me to become friends with a patient. If a patient and I have a connection and we hit it off, then we might exchange email, go to lunch, go to the movies. One patient took me to my very first opera, and another patient gave me the most profound compliment of my life when she said, "I want to take some of your goodness with me when I die." So I like to get to know my patients. This is me, this is who I am, and my nursing career is very full, and it's overflowing with abundance because of the fascinating people I meet through my work. And Robin was one of those fascinating people. And Robin and I hit it off like that. And Robin loved life. She loved to eat it up with a spoon. And she traveled all over the world. And when Robin traveled to a location, she loved to soak up the natural beauty. She liked to learn about the geology. She liked to meet the people, and she also wanted to connect with the wildlife. To give you an example of this, one time Robin went to the Galapagos Islands, and she fell in love with the turtles there. And Robin had always loved turtles, and she felt that the turtle was kind of her totem animal, so to speak. So she told the tour group that she was with to go on ahead without her for a couple of days. She was going to hang back and spend time with these turtles. She wanted to learn how to make the same sounds that they made so that when she made these sounds, the turtles would come to her. Well, it took her 3 days. And she got it done. She made it happen. She learned how to make these turtle sounds, and these turtles came to her. Robin was Buddhist, and one night when she was in the hospital, she was having a very difficult time. And I said, "Robin, if I could get someone up here of the Buddhist faith to be with you and talk to you, would you be interested?" And she said yes. So I called the chaplain office in the morning and I said, "Do we have a Buddhist person on staff who could come and visit my patient Robin?" And they said, "We don't, but let us make a few phone calls. We'll find someone." So the good people at the chaplain office made some phone calls and they tracked down a Buddhist monk living in a town in Maryland known as Monkton. Yeah. So Terry, the Buddhist monk from Monkton, came down to Johns Hopkins and met with Robin, and the two of them became great friends. Robin and her husband George would travel from their home in Arlington, Virginia, up to Monkton, Maryland, and Terry would help them with guided meditation and Buddhist teachings. And sometimes Terry would drive down to Arlington to visit Robin at her home. So this beautiful spiritual relationship blossomed. And Johns Hopkins got something out of the deal as well because Terry's now on staff with the chaplain office. And Robin told me early on in her treatment that she knew that she would die from the ovarian cancer. She said, "I know I'm living in my final days, and I know I will probably die with a plane ticket clutched in my fist, because there's still some places I need to travel to. There's still some things I need to get done before I die." And one of those things was a whale watch. Robin wanted to go see the whales migrate through the Sea of Cortez in Mexico before she died. And she wanted to work her chemotherapy schedule around her travel schedule. Now, this frustrated her oncologists because they would say, "You know, Robin, you can't get one dose of chemotherapy. Leave the country for 3 months and come back and get the rest. It doesn't work that way. The timing of the chemotherapy is crucial to fighting the disease." And Robin said, "Well, I hear what you're saying, and I understand all of that, but this is how I see it. That chemotherapy, it'll keep. That chemotherapy is not going anywhere, and it will wait for me. But those whales only migrate through the Sea of Cortez every February, and those whales are not going to wait for me to finish chemo. So I'm going to go see the whales." And that's exactly what she did. Robin also wanted to revisit Hawaii one last time before she died because that's where she and her husband George had been married 10 years before. So they went to Hawaii. And Robin also wanted to go to the Pacific Northwest because that's where she grew up and that's where her dad was from. And Robin's dad died early on in her treatment and she was too ill to go to his funeral. So Robin felt she had this personal debt to go out to the Oregon and Washington coastline to spread his ashes. And so she did. And Robin told me, "I think my last trip will be to Mexico because I think I will die there. I think I'll die in Mexico not only because George and I have a home there, but because it's beautiful and I love it there. but also because if I stay here in the United States, I run the risk of dying while being connected to a machine and tubes and being poked and prodded in my final hours of life. Now, this broke my heart, and it brought a tear to my eye, and I said, Robin, your death does not have to be that way. I have been at the bedside of some beautiful, peaceful deaths, and all of them were here in the United States. And Robin said, Amy Brown, I love you. You're my friend, my nurse, and I trust you, but you cannot guarantee me that if I stay here, that I won't die connected to a machine and tubes and being poked and prodded in the final hours of life. So Robin went to Mexico, and when I hugged her goodbye for the last time before she left, I put my arms around her, and I felt like I was hugging a bird because she was so light and so thin. When Robin got to Mexico, she told the people in her life, I want to be fully present for my dying experience. I want a natural death, and I want to experience my death. So don't over-medicate me, and don't over-sedate me, because I don't want to miss out on the deathbed visions and the out-of-body experiences. I don't want to miss out on the conversations going on between George and my friends at my bedside. And I don't want to miss out on the Buddhist chantings and teaching from Terry. Terry, the Buddhist monk from Moncton, went to Mexico and spent 3 weeks with Robin before she died, and he helped her transition from this world to the next. Now, as for me, I made a selfish request of Robin. I said, Robin, when you get to the other side, could you send me a sign? I don't care what it is and when it happens, just send me a sign that is unmistakably from you. She said, okay, I can do that. Robin died on June 23rd, 2008. On June 23rd, 2009, exactly 1 year from the day of her death, I was driving down to Delaware to visit my mom. My mom and I had plans to go to lunch and then to go to a nursery to buy some lilies because the lily was Robin's favorite flower and I was going to plant them in my yard. As I'm driving on this rural country road, what do I see in the middle of the road but one of Robin's totem animals, the turtle? Well, my mother raised me and my brothers to always break for animals and to rescue wildlife, so I knew exactly what to do. I slammed on the brakes, I pulled over, and I jumped out of my car, and I ran to this turtle. As I'm running to this turtle, a car is coming in the opposite direction. And so I'm frantically waving my hands and pointing to this turtle, yelling, "Don't hit the turtle! Don't hit the turtle!" The car slows down, but does not stop. But it goes over the turtle and doesn't hit him, thank goodness. So I scoop this turtle up in my hands, and his little legs are squirming around, and he's clearly terrified. And I said, "Turtle, be still. I'm a nurse. I'm here to save the day. You're going to be okay." So I scramble to the other side of the road, and I go down a little hill, and there's trees and shade, and there's a little stream. And I put the turtle in the green grass, and I set that turtle free. Thank you.